can move this in, beginning, audible. Just a few words after this morning, so that we can remember Allah and Ahlul Bayt and bring some mood into our day, some light into our day. One of the greatest things that any person can do, that would bring him closer.
Hello?
One of the greatest things that a person can do in his life, and that he brings about a point of change in his life, is called tawbah. And this is something that needs to be understood, what tawbah is. And after we understand it, then we can decide if we have done tawbah in our life or not. This is going to point towards the microphone. You need to point it out. Point it away. Thank you. Because many, and we have heard what is tawbah many times, but if we have understood it, then we will understand whether we have done tawbah or not. And really, those who have done tawbah, they are able to move towards Allah and forward towards Allah. And so, at first, let's start with the definition. Tawbah is just means that one realizes, one seeks a realization regarding Allah. That's what tawbah means. Let me give an example. We used to have a friend, and this friend, for example, when we used to go out and hang out together, so we had to sneak him out of his house because his father was very strict. He wouldn't let him go out with his friends. Now this friend obviously was a person who wasn't really the same way as his father was. He was always looking for ways to sneak out. And we used to have a secret code, a secret whistle that we would blow, right, in order to let him know that we're outside. And he would come down, sneak out of his house. So one day when we blew the whistle, and he was seeing that his father is in the den, and so he sneaked out of the house, and he was walking very carefully towards us, looking over his shoulder to see if he's been caught or not. And as he came towards us, then realized that now he's away from his father, he started to loosen up, and he became different. He started jiving, talking trash, using profanity, and he was talking like that. Now, as we were talking to him, we saw the father come from behind. And he didn't see his father, he was looking at us. So he was like, what's wrong with you all? Why aren't you? And like we were trying to tell him, hey, dad's behind you, And he didn't see his dad, but he saw our reaction. When you saw a reaction, right away, all of that coolness and all of that trash talking went away. He just realized that his father is watching him. He didn't see him yet. He just realized right away he changed. All of a sudden he changed. And that change that came about him, right away he started to be decent. His whole attitude changed, his style changed, everything changed. Why did that change happen? That change happened just because he realized that he was being watched. That is called tawbah. That is called tawbah. Tawbah means that when you realize that you're being watched, your behavior changes, your lifestyle changes, how you speak change, how you do things change, everything changes regarding you when you do tawbah, right? This is what is tawbah mean. When we say that, do tawbah, it means that Realize that you're being watched. Realize that you're accountable. Realize that Allah is watching you. And if you keep Allah in your mind, then obviously there's never any time when you will do any wrong. One of the factors of tawbah that makes you do tawbah is called fear. Fear of Allah. Just in a few words, I want to explain what fear is so that at least that will help us to reach that tawbah. At least we can decide for ourselves if we have done tawbah or not. Fear is one of those qualities that is regarded as a sign of weakness. You know, if you're afraid, if you are frightened, then people look at you as weak. You're not brave. You're a weak person. Why? Because you're afraid of things. Fear is regarded as a sign of weakness. But Allah is asking us to be fearful. And fear is that which leads to tawbah. But the world looks at it as weakness. But Islam looks at it as strength. Islam looks at it as strength. And the fact is that both of them are right. Both of them are right. Dunya is also right thinking that fear is a sign of weakness. Islam is also right thinking that fear is a sign of strength. The only difference is, who do you fear? Is the effect that will have on you. You see, if you fear Allah, then it has a different effect than if you fear something else, or someone else. When you fear someone else, it is a sign of weakness. But when you fear Allah, it is a sign of strength. Fear is what gives you what we call karrar. It makes you karrar, ghayrul farrar. Fear of Allah is what makes you karrar. It what makes you feel firm on making a stand. That's what fear does, fear of Allah does to you. And the difference between the two is this, my friends. Every other thing that you fear because you're forced to fear it. You fear it because you're forced to fear it. You're compelled to fear it. Why are you afraid of fire? Because it'll burn you. Why are you afraid of a criminal? Because he can't hurt you. Why are you afraid of darkness? Because you might stumble and fall over. Or whatever false imagination you have. Right? Why do you fear anything? You fear things other than Allah because of the fact that you're forced to fear them. Allah's fear is the only fear where you're not forced to fear Allah. Because if you look in your life, what has Allah done to you to make you afraid of Him? What has Allah done to us to make us afraid of Him? He has never done anything to us. In fact, He has tried to make us and deal with us in such a way, in such a merciful and beneficent way, compassionate way, that we are unable. I mean, like we shouldn't fear Him for any reason. Everything else we fear because of force. But Allah's fear is not because of force. He's not forcing us to fear Him. We don't fear His anger. What we do fear is His justice. Yeah, where in the words of the dua it says, Ya man la yukhafu illa adlu. Right? O you who should not be feared except for His justice. Except for His adl. That's what we should be afraid of. Meaning that you have been so good to us, our fear is that you will be just with us. You have been so good with us. You have never given us a reason to be afraid of you. So if we don't fear you, the only reason for that is because we are shameless. Shamelessness is the reason why a person doesn't fear Allah. The only ones who do not fear Allah are the ones who do not have haya and ghayrat. Those who don't have haya and ghayrat, they are the ones who do not fear Allah. They fear everything else. Right? But person who has ghayrat, person who has haya, he fears Allah. And then, see Allah's mercy. He says, listen, you fear me, it's good for you. You fear me, it's good for you. You know why? let me just tell you one thing. You know, why is it that a shaheed, someone who is a martyr, a shaheed, is not asked questions in his grave? Why doesn't Allah send Munkar and Nakir to a shaheed? You know, if you don't become shaheed, you know, we will meet Munkar and Nakir. And they're not handsome, by the way. Really, they're not handsome. You have to be afraid of them. You will be afraid of just looking at them. That's the way Allah made it. You know, He made them fearful so that you get afraid. But Allah says to those Munkar and Nakir, do not bother the shaheed. Don't bother him. You can't go to him. Don't make him fear you. Don't put fear in him. Why is it that a shaheed is exempt from this fear? And everything else that comes after that, shaheed is exempt from any fear that comes after that, is because Allah is too merciful to make you fear two times. If you fear Him in this dunya, He will make sure that you have nothing to fear in the hereafter. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. He will not have any fear. Why? Because you have already feared Me here. Because you were afraid of Me here, I will make sure that you are never afraid of anything after this. This is why if there's anyone that we should be afraid of, it is Allah. And that fear is what makes us go towards tawbah and realization. It's one of the factors of tawbah. So let's keep that in mind, inshallah. Just a few words regarding the organizational things, inshallah, here. Is that after the prayer, as you know, we have breakfast at 7 a.m. And then we'll have the speech at 8 a.m. here in this hall. And after the speech, we will be having team meetings with the teams that you're in, and we'll start the events at 10. So inshallah, you know, just keep that in mind. So we will see you here, and the welcome address and everything will be given then, so that you know what's happening in the next 1-2 hours. Any questions? Yes, we want to remind you that please have your shirts on today. The shirts, I mean not any shirt. The team shirt. Of course you will have a shirt on today. Right? Please keep your team shirts on today for the team events and for the whole day, inshallah. Yes?
My question is that when you said that we need to fear Allah, is there a criteria for that fear? Or is it just has to be the fear of fear, you know,
the fear? As I said, you know, like for example, the sentence of the dua says, that you should only be feared for your justice. You see, if a criminal is on the loose, right, in your neighborhood, you see that the fear that's in the neighborhood, you know, grips the neighborhood, you know, afraid. Why are you afraid of this criminal? You're afraid of this criminal because he will do something wrong. You see, because of the wrong he will do, you're afraid of him. You're not afraid of Allah because of the wrong He will do. You're afraid of Allah for the right He will do. You see, the only reason that you will be afraid is that if you were shameless and disobeyed Him and were ungrateful to the blessings He has given, then you will be afraid, meaning that you will be fearing His wrath. What we are afraid of with Allah is not His wrong things that He will do. No, we are afraid of the fact that He will do justice. You know, and justice is what we fear. You know, that's the reason, for example, we should have the fear of Allah, that Allah, we want to fear You, because when we fear You, we will not fear anyone else. There won't be a reason to fear anyone else. I'm afraid of You because You are so good. You have been so good to me. That's the basis of Allah's fear. Inshallah, we will end this year, and we will have the speech, inshallah, at 8 a.m. inshallah. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala السلام عليك يا خديجة الكبرى. السلام عليك أيها الحسن المجتبى، السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الموصيين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك وعلى المستشهدين بين يديك رحمة الله وبركاته، السلام عليك يا علي ابن الحسين ومحمد ابن علي وجعفر ابن محمد وموسى ابن جعفر وعلي ابن موسى ومحمد ابن علي وعلي ابن محمد والحسن ابن علي، السلام عليك يا صاحب العصر والزمان يا قائم آل محمد، السلام عليك يا إمامنا وإمام الإنس والجان، عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسخر الله تعالى مخرج بضرورك وجعلنا من أنصارك وأشياعك، السلام عليك يا بقية الله ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلي محمد.